irritating to see such quantities of sand. If this were only cleared away, they said, it would be grand. If seven maids with seven mops swept it for half a year, do you suppose, the walrus said, that they could get it clear? I doubt it, said the carpenter, and shed a bitter tear. Oh, oysters, come and walk with us, the walrus did beseech. A pleasant walk, a pleasant talk along the briny beach. We cannot do with more than four to give a hand to each. The eldest oyster looked at him, but never a word he said. The eldest winked his eye and shook his heavy head, meaning to say he did not choose to leave the oyster bed.
Oh.
But four young oysters hurried up, all eager for the treat. Their coats were brushed, their faces washed, their shoes were clean and neat. And this was odd, because, you know, they hadn't any feet. Four other oysters followed them, and yet another four, and thick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more, all hopping through the frothy waves and scrambling to the shore. The walrus and the carpenter walked on a mile or so, and then they rested on a rock conveniently low, and all the oysters stood and waited in a row. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot, and whether pigs have wings. But wait a bit, the oysters cried, before we have our chat, for some of us are out of breath and all of us are fat. No hurry, said the carpenter. They thanked him much for that. A loaf of bread, the walrus said, is what we chiefly need. Pepper and vinegar besides are very good indeed. Now if you're ready, oysters dear, we can begin to feed.
But not on us, the oysters cried, turning a little blue. After such kindness, that would be a dismal thing to do.
The night is fine, the walrus said. Do you admire the view? It was so kind of you to come, and you are very nice. The carpenter said nothing but, cut us another slice. I wish you were not so deaf, I've had to ask you twice. It seems a shame, the walrus said, to play them such a trick, after we've brought them out so far and made them trot so quick. The carpenter said nothing but, the butter's spread too thick. I weep for you, the walrus said. I deeply sympathize. With sobs and tears he sorted out those of the largest size, holding his pocket handkerchief before his streaming eyes.
Oh, oysters, said the carpenter, you've had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again?
But answer came there none. And this was scarcely odd, because they'd eaten every one.
Oh. Yes, I'm not sure if I like that poem. The walrus and the carpenter sound most unpleasant individuals.
Well, that's the sea for you. It's the turtle's turn. Poem or song?
Oh, a song, please. If the mock turtle would be so kind.
No accounting for tastes. Sing of the turtle soup song, would you, old fellow?
Oh, yes.
Beautiful soup, so rich and green, waiting in a hot tureen. Who for such dainties would not stoop? Soup of the evening, beautiful soup. Soup of the evening, beautiful soup. Beautiful soup. Beautiful soup.
The trials, the trials begin.
Come on.
What is it? What trials?
The trials, the trials.
Come on, it's the trials. What trials?
Beautiful soup, who cares for fish, game or any other dish? Who would not be able?
Come on, come on!
Those tarts look nice. Are they refreshments? Will they be handing them round at the end?
Yes, sit here. Sit here. Have you been in a courtroom before?
Yes, many times. Well, not exactly. I read about them, though. Now, that's the judge, the king in the wig. And I'm not quite...